Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. Michelle Southern with Southern Rock, and here on the home for the Fighting Tigers of LSU, we are chatting now with the voice, the one and only voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair. Chris, this afternoon, how are you? Thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's great to hear your voice again, Michelle, and it's great to be with you getting ready to talk about LSU football. I think everybody is certainly ready for football, basketball, baseball, soccer, whatever it is. You know, we want to get back to playing sports and watching sports. So we're headed in that direction and going to gear up here pretty soon next week and really start diving into 2020 Fighting Tiger football.
Yeah, and so can I just say how good it is to hear your voice, because it's been too long.
It's been a while, although my family will tell you they've heard me quite a bit. They're ready for me to go call a game.
Yeah, I mean, I am too. So, I mean, how have you been? You know, how are things, you know, what is going on in the mind of Chris Blair as far as, you know, this upcoming season comes? I mean, you know, here at Eagle, we're just trying to be as optimistic as possible during this time.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what I think we all have been doing. I mean, you know, there are people that work at LSU and at the university who have, you know, major decisions and conversations that go on that certainly, you know, I'm not privy to, don't need to be privy to. We've just been told to prepare to do what we do. And, you know, from Coach O all the way down, everybody's preparing for the football season, what it looks like, when it happens, how it happens, all of that stuff, you know, kind of maybe up in the air. But as far as we're concerned, we're full steam ahead, getting ready for the season and doing what we do.
Yeah, same. And I mean, I am assuming that you echo as well what Coach O has been saying and the national media and what he told our vice president last week. And that is that we need football. We really do.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, I think whether it's football or whatever it happens to be, I mean, obviously sports and spectator sports are a big part of all of our lives. And, you know, when you consider everybody's been, you know, hemmed in and for the most part close to the house, and then being inside the house with really no live sports or anything to have an escape, because basically that's what it is. For those who don't play, like you and I, and thousands and millions of others, it's an escape. And, you know, again, having gone through this horrible time in our history, and yet still have no type of escape like that, I think everybody's clamoring for that to come back. Not only that, but obviously that there's some type of normalcy. Whatever the new normal is, that seems to be the phrase now. We all hope that spectator sports are a part of that.
Without question, chatting with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair. So, Chris, as far as, you know, moving ahead goes, and we enjoyed your LSU 60s special editions that you gave us in the spring, and we've got another LSU 60 kicking off on Monday at 7 o'clock. What can you tell us about that special edition show?
Well, I'm glad you asked, and I am lucky enough that we've got the great Gordy Rush going to join me every Monday and Thursday for the next 4 or 5 weeks. Really, as LSU digs in, the football team that is, digs in and gets ready for their fall camp. And as you know, every fall camp, every year, there's a ton of news and notes that happen every day. And it's just our opportunity to get out there at least twice a week and try to get the very latest on what's happening with the program and who's moving up the depth chart and who had a good week and who they're looking to maybe rely on a little more than maybe all of us thought going into the season, as well as a chance to talk and visit with some of the players across the position groups for LSU and also talk to the majority of the staff. And find out, you know, what they're looking for, what they've seen from their position groups as fall camp goes on leading up to the start of the season. So it'll be Monday and Thursday at 7 o'clock. You can hear it right here on Eagle 98.1. And we're looking forward to it. And, again, I think it kind of, you know, there's always those things this type of year that kind of signal to you that football is around the corner. So we're hoping that LSU 60, the fall camp edition, will be that for Tiger fans.
So there are two things I'm learning. So I did not realize that you were co-hosting with Gordy Rush. What a treat for you.
Yeah, no, I tell you, I'm so lucky, huh?
I'm just kidding. I do love some Gordy Rush on the radio, though. And also, it's going to be Mondays and Thursdays?
Yeah, we got 2 days a week. You know, when we started looking at, you know, doing this type of show, because, as I said, there's so many news and notes that change. You know, what happened over the weekend, it's kind of good to update that on Monday. Then, Michelle, between Monday and the following Monday, so many things can happen inside a football program and during football camp. So we felt like it would be best to get the most information out, the most recent information out, the fresh data, so to speak, by having Monday and Thursday. That way we can recap the weekend and what happened with the team on Mondays, and then on Thursday we can recap what happened the middle part of the week and kind of set the stage for what's going to happen that following weekend. So we felt it was best to do it twice a week, and goodness knows I've been in the house now since early March. I got no problem doing as many days as they want.
The type of person you are that you prepare so diligently before every game. So you've had a while to prepare for, you know, whatever comes in the fall of 2020. So giving us great couple shows a week talking all LSU football, and I don't think anyone will be complaining about that.
Well, we hope not. We hope they'll tune in, and we hope they'll get something out of it, and we hope we get people excited to talk about something other than what most of us have been talking about and listening to for the last 3, 4, 5 months. So it's again, a small way to escape all that's going on in the world and talk about a team that we all love and we look forward to seeing this fall. So hope you'll tune in. Hope everybody will tune in, and looking forward to it starting on Monday.
Without question. So Chris Blair, the voice of the Tigers on the LSU 60 Fall Camp Special Edition, starting Monday on Eagle as well as Thursday for 1 hour at 7 o'clock. Chris, we appreciate you joining us on Eagle this afternoon.
Always great to talk with you. Go Tigers.